on the day that Jeremy went to VidCon, I almost broke up with him. I truly almost broke up with him.
By the way, this is news to me.
Yeah.
Wild Till 9! You ready?
Yep, let's go home.
Welcome back to Wild Till 9. We are one episode away from 98 Degrees, our favorite pop band of all time.
Were you a 98 Degrees or an NSYNCer?
I was an NSYNCer.
I have to sneeze. Please hold.
Oh, God.
This is good luck, though, for
strong
episode.
Strong start. Maybe not in the mic. Not. Jesus Christ. It's like you want to break that mic. Anyway, welcome back to the number one 98 Degrees fan podcast in the world, Wild Till 9.
I had the 98 Degrees CD.
Wild Till 98 Degrees.
Yeah, Wild Till 98 Degrees.
What is Nick Lachey's brother's name?
Colin.
Nick. Very close.
What?
Nick's brother.
Nick's brother's yes. name is Nick.
No. No, what? Like, what is, it's Drew.
Drew?
Yeah.
Lachey?
Yeah. I'm like 87% sure. Let's find out. Drew Lachey?
Drew Lachey. Holy that. Shit. How did you know that? Wow, he's got a lot of siblings. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I met him once.
Wow, a family of 6.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was just the host of a show that I watched.
Drew Lachey?
What?
Or Nick?
Nick.
Oh, Nick stays hosting.
Yeah, no. He was really good. Nick and Vanessa were the hosts of Love is Blind. Love is Blind? No, The Ultimatum. The Ultimatum.
Nothing will top Newlyweds for me, but that could be a close fourth.
I mean, it was a classic.
Have you really, ever, like, you know, like some yes. content stands like the test of time?
It doesn't. It does not.
I go back and I watch that and I go, was I that bored?
Yes.
Obviously.
No, but that was also Prime TV.
Prime TV?
That's prime television of its time.
Your throat or stomach over there is having a day.
I know. I'm making a lot of sounds, yeah, gotta be honest. It's, yeah. it's a lot going on. You know what it is that I'm still coming off of the head cold that Jeremy brought back, luckily, and very happy to say it and to report that it was not COVID. But Jeremy did bring back something fun for me from New York, and it wasn't a fun souvenir.
It was a fun souvenir in the form of an I Heart New York cold. Yeah. Do you think that we could do a Newlyweds themed episode?
I feel like every episode is like that. What do you mean? Like what changes? What's different?
Yeah, no, there's not much to change.
Yeah, it's not that different.
Well, anyway, stop, drop, roll, rate the pod. Welcome back.
Welcome back. We haven't recorded in forever, it feels like, because like Jeremy did an episode 2 days later.
I haven't done one in weeks.
It's been weeks. Because the last episode was Remy, Ollie, and I, and you were gone.
Yep.
And then that was ahead. And so, okay, we're being dramatic. We went 1 week without recording.
But it feels like a long time.
It's been 2 weeks. Because normally I feel like we like debrief on like what happened in our lives.
And we didn't debrief.
We didn't debrief.
We haven't talked to each other in 2 weeks.
So
our therapy session that is Wild Till 9.
Is now.
Yeah.
Is right now. Welcome. Buckle up.
It's been a while, a couple weeks.
It's been, yeah. We were like, okay, let's go through our calendar day by day. What the fuck have we been doing for the last couple weeks?
It's been a lot.
It's been a lot.
I went from here to New York, York back to LA, LA to Toronto, all in a week. Mm-hmm. Not the most ideal of travel schedules.
Not the most ideal. Brought back a fun souvenir, but that wasn't COVID.
But everyone that I was with on my team got COVID.
Also, everyone at VidCon has COVID.
And I somehow cockroached myself out of that scenario once again.
I don't know. I think you just like have the blood type. Like I know that there's like something about different people that like just don't, you're just in that category. You and Remy just like refuse to get COVID.
It's not that for a lack of what could be perceived as nearly trying.
Truly.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
Truly.
And fortunately, I have you to shove a Q-tip up my nose every sniffle that I come back with. Yeah. Just like that. So I came back from New York and I did a little stint over at VidCon. And then
on the day that Jeremy went to VidCon, I almost broke up with him. I truly almost broke up with him.
By the way, this is news to me.
Yeah. So there was phase one and two of this.
Go ahead.
Phase one is that Squishmallows was doing an activation at VidCon. And it was you know that I almost broke up with you over this. This is not news to you.
You've almost broken up with me for far less.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So Squishmallows had this activation where they I don't know who their marketing team is or like their activations team, but that was the most genius.
Well, what was it?
It was basically.
And for those that are uninitiated, what is a Squishmallow?
Squishmallows are the most elite plushie. They are the softest, the squishiest. I should be getting paid for this because I will say I have a great working relationship with the Squishmallows team and I'm a big fan of them. And
I don't have a great working relationship with them.
With the Squishmallows team? Yes, because you wouldn't go to the activation. You wouldn't go to the human claw Squishmallow.
They didn't invite me.
Yeah, you were going to go on my behalf. They said they were going to set aside rare Squishmallows for me.
Did they not just send them to you?
No.
I had to go retrieve them?
You had to go retrieve them.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway, so what they did is like, so basically like take the nostalgia of Toy Story with the aliens and it being like, the claw. And just like a pit of Squishmallows, and they basically like tied you up and you were the human claw and they like dumped you into.
So you became the claw.
You were the claw.
But okay. So, and then you just like, were just jiggling around.
Well, I saw a bunch of different TikTok videos. And it was like, you were only allowed to grab one. So they kind of like dunked you in. You got to like kind of like ruffle around and then you pick which one you wanted. But I did see one guy.
That seems like a health.
It doesn't seem dissimilar to a ball pit type of germ situation.
Right. A post-COVID ball pit.
Right. It only lasted 3 days though. And no one, to my knowledge, was actively like peeing and throwing up and stuff in there.
Actively to your knowledge?
To my knowledge.
They didn't share that part?
To my knowledge.
Okay. Yeah, this looks like my fucking nightmare.
Ugh, anyways, it was my dream. And they told me that they were going to be doing it. They told me that they were going to be there. They said they would set aside rare Squishmallows. And
it would be weird for me to be as into this as you are. I got to be honest.
I mean, yeah, for sure. But like...
big red flag.
Minor red flag. No, I just need your acceptance and your support.
On day one, on date number two, when I came over. And by the way, I'd love to know how many, like, I wish that we could see the prep work that you did before I came over. I want to see what Squishmallows went away.
I didn't have a Squishmallow before you. You are the era of the Squishmallow.
What?
Yeah. Congratulations.
What were the stuffed animals you had all over the place?
I don't know. Just other ones.
Just random pillows with faces?
Yeah.
There was no brand?
I mean, some of them have brands.
You had a thing with a brand.
Seal is...
And for those who don't know, Lauren names every single one of her stuffed plushy thingies. But I will say... I'm better at naming.
I was like, I know where we're going.
Her pillows than she is. Mm-hmm. And I stand by that. Gully, the alligator.
Gully, the alligator.
We've got Pierre. Not sure where that one came from. We've got, what else?
I think when you threw up Pierre and I was like, oh yeah, great name. In that moment you were like, oh no, we're actually going to take these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know it was going to stick.
And so it stuck.
Yeah.
And so it stuck. Anyway, so I almost broke up with Jeremy because he wouldn't go pick up my rare Squishmallows. And so that was part one of almost breaking up with that day.
Real quick, I wasn't stopping what I had to go do.
Yes.
To find a completely other area.
Right.
To go strap myself to a human claw for any person to stand a picture
you
of.
You didn't even have to get into the claw. You could have just been like, hey, I'm Mr. Lore DIY.
What if I had walked up and said, hi, my name is Mr. Lore DIY.
Yeah.
I feel like you have a package for me. And they said, we sure do. Hop on up there.
Yeah. Then I would expect you to hop right on up there and be like, I am Jeremy, the clown.
I thought it was Mr. Lore DIY.
I am Mr. Lore DIY, the clown.
Okay.
So anyways, that was part one of us breaking with Jeremy. Part two was at 10 p.m. the day before we're supposed to leave for Canada. We couldn't find Jeremy's passport. And so we are ripping apart this house. Jeremy's tearing his office apart, like paper by paper, folder by folder. And it wasn't good. It was mass chaos because normally I feel like when you go on work trips or like fun trips, literally whenever you travel, you have a day to like come home and die. You didn't get a die day.
And not to mention, I like to get things organized before I leave.
Right.
I'm actually pretty good about getting like things caught up before.
Yeah.
I don't like to leave. The thought of leaving the house in a nightmare.
Right, in chaos.
And then you just have to deal with it for a week. It makes me uncomfortable.
Same. Same.
Right. Yeah.
That's not my ideal.
No, because like that sucks. Like it's one thing to have, like if your job is to, like be in and out and like when you get back, you have a short turnaround time. You got to have to like be like proactive. And so I try to take care of things. And this was like, how do I rip every inch of this place up so that I can leave? And so like my office won't be put back together for 3 more weeks. I could feel it.
Oh, 100%.
Until I need to go leave.
Yeah.
It's just everywhere.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
So 2 hours, this was kind of like the span of like our 4 hours from about 10 p.m. until 2 a.m. 10 till midnight, we ripped apart the house room by room. We're like, where would even be just like a stupid place that like, is it in the butter drawer of the fridge? Like what fucking stupid place could this passport be? We went room by room.
Real quick for everyone who was wondering, it wasn't in the butter drawer. We looked.
We looked in every spot.
The problem with the passport is, and maybe people can relate to this, maybe they can't. Mm-hmm. There are certain things that you hold on to mm-hmm. always. Yes. And there's certain things that yes. I hold on to always. Like there's keeper of information, keeper of things, yes. keeper of yes. whatever. Passports, because you have a visa briefcase.
Folder situation.
With like yeah. documented evidence of every time took a shit.
I am an alien and it is very difficult. Even though I'm a legal alien that's allowed in this country, they give the legal aliens a hard time every time.
Legal alien.
I'm a legal alien.
You're not a resident?
No.
And you're not a visitor?
No.
And you're not a mail order bride?
No. Well.
Depends on the asking.
For the right green card.
Yeah. Anyway, so you keep the passports and things. And
I have the Bax cards. Yep. And I usually have the passports.
Yep.
And I do want to say that I had a big brain energy moment.
Big brain, lots of folds.
Big brain, lots of folds at 12 p.m.
You go.
12, oh God, big brain, lots of folds, 12 a.m.
Yeah. You nice. Go, maybe it's in the car.
I was like, what about the glove box? Sure enough.
And God knows how long it had just been floating around in your glove box.
I don't use my glove box. So I've got lots of dumb shit in my car. Like I've got snacks. I've got Kleenex. I've got... the things that you're supposed to have,
after
like your
we
registration.
Ripped apart everything. I'm looking through tax documents of like 2017, mm-hmm. and which is great that I found those. That's nice.
That's right.
Not where the passport was.
No.
So we finally found it.
Found the passport.
About the time we found it, I was starting to feel
real bad.
Yeah.
Real bad.
And everybody on my team is like, I have COVID. Like every person that I'd been with in New York mm-hmm. for a week straight was like, we all now have COVID. And I was like, great. So I was like, maybe we should just schedule a test tomorrow in case this $13 thing from Amazon wasn't 100% ideal.
Right, because Jeremy was testing negative on a rapid test. And yeah. so I was like at 2 a.m. literally scheduling PCR. And like, thank fucking God that now you can get a PCR test result in like an hour now.
Yeah.
It was truly magical. And so anyway, so we, 2 a.m.
Solved the passport crisis.
Solved the passport crisis.
Even though about an hour before I was like, I think I can leave the country without a passport.
But it would be risky. It'd be risky.
It would.
And so then the COVID crisis was not solved until about 8 in the morning. We got our results before we would have had to leave for the airport, which was good. It timed out well. Yeah, it was good. Our flight got delayed an hour. And that is one of the only times that I have rejoiced for a flight delay.
Yeah, no, it was like delayed. And I was like, thank God.
But you know, we needed that hour.
We did.
We needed that hour so bad. We needed that hour.
No COVID?
I don't know if people remember this, but like at Christmas... we had our Christmas plans canceled because I got COVID.
Like the day before.
Mm-hmm. I tested positive for COVID. And so Jeremy hasn't been back to see my family in 2.5 years.
Been
two and a half years. Christmas of 2019.
Really?
Yeah. Because it would have been December,
I
right?
I was full of youth then.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I was but a wee child.
A wee small boy.
And now... well, big child.
Big okay. child. Yes, more wrinkles.
But we were thinking like, and like the irony was not going to be lost. I mean, you know how like when something's going so poorly and you can almost feel it. You're like, if it's going to go poorly, this would be how it's going to go.
It was unraveling.
It's almost
everything.
Like, I for sure have COVID. Like,
yeah, I for sure.
I don't even feel that bad.
Passport's gone. Good. You have COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything.
It was like, I'm not supposed to go.
Right.
No COVID.
No COVID.
Got my ass on the plane.
I'm not kidding. The fact that we made it to Toronto, like the odds were not in our favor.
No.
And our flight day. So smooth.
Ish. We got there.
It was
fine.
It was okay.
I think Air Canada, one of my least favorite organizations in the world.
Right. But our favorite organization to get from America to Canada.
Yeah. Well, for now.
Don't have a ton of choices.
No, it's not.
So home time was great. Spent some time with family. It was good. We did an escape room with family. Our team did in fact lose.
I'm not thrilled about that.
I'm also not thrilled about that. I am a competitive ass bitch.
Lauren and I, do you think that you could be with somebody who's not competitive?
I could be with someone who is not competitive if they were down to still be as involved and supportive as they needed to be. Like if we were doing an escape room and they were down to like execute efficiently.
Right.
But they don't care about winning, but they're down to like work hard. I'd be okay with that.
Like but if like, they were like, they just...
if they were just like going to be in the escape room, like fucking around the whole time, I'd break up with them.
Right. Okay. But like, you know how we can just get competitive about stupid things.
Yeah.
And the other person will listen and understand.
Yeah.
And be like, right, yeah, for sure. Right. Like, what if I was, you know, you would tell me about something you wanted that was irrational. Mm-hmm. Not that you would ever do this. And I just said, yeah, but like, it's not really a big deal if you win. Right. And I just didn't get it. Mm-hmm. Would that weigh on you?
I think it would only weigh on me if it was like condescending. You know what I mean? Where if you were like trying to make me feel stupid for feeling so competitive about it.
I don't think it'd be stupid. I think it even, oh God.
Oh, did I post that? Who posted that?
Someone did on the Discord.
Yeah. I think my cousin posted.
Yep, those are losers right there.
What is it that we're looking at?
We're looking at the losing team on the right side, which consists of mom DIY, dad DIY, Mr. Lord DIY, Jeremy, and me. And then
so much larger than everybody.
I know. You're so much larger and you're still on like the, like perspective wise, the girl who took this photo really did my left side of the family really dirty because like the perspective of everything is not great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's, it's like true. When you're really close to the camera and then it's like angled and then you look much larger than everyone.
Yeah. Cause I look pretty slim and trim.
You look slim and trim. Yeah. No, yeah. And it's
because I am,
because you are.
Next topic.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history to severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or take medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Yeah, so as far as Canada goes, I think it was a success.
Wild success.
The only thing I don't understand there is just how like internet works.
That wasn't a Canada thing. That was a Riamaki household thing.
My favorite thing is that because obviously everyone's remote always now. So like everyone's just like used to, you know, the remote internet woes. And so like we've got a pretty robust setup at our house.
We have better Wi-Fi and internet than most corporations do.
Yeah. Well, we have like literal enterprise.
Yeah, we have literal enterprise. Yeah.
And so and we have like a backup to the backup to the backup to the backup because like we both need the internet to make a living. Mm-hmm. And I'm not kidding. When I started to get like towards the end of the day and like you guys would be like, we're going to drink and eat and things. And like you have the choice of like, well, I'll stick around with the last couple of calls or like, you know, let's see if we have a decent excuse. And I remember one time I was just like, oh, yeah, hey guys, sorry, I'm in Canada. Connections are tough. And they go, totally get it. And like no one pushed back for even a moment with the fact that like, wait, Canada doesn't have like
internet.
Like I literally every single person, sorry, I'm in Canada this week. It's tough. It's tough to get a connection. Everyone immediately goes, oh, totally.
I think I'm mildly offended by that.
I think you should. Mm-hmm. No one stood up for Canada. In fact, there was people that are from Canada. Like, we get it.
Yeah. I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
I mean, Listen, there's a lot of rural areas across Canada. I would say majority of Canada probably has shitty internet.
Canada's huge though.
That's what I'm saying. Canada's huge. Second largest country in the world.
Oh my God. According to Harvard, Canada has some of the lowest internet standards among, wow, as a result of high cost and slow internet speeds.
Oh my God, that's Rogers, so Bell, funny.
Kojiko, looking at you.
Kojiko?
Yeah.
Kojiko?
You know what it is?
Kojiko.
Guess what I said? Kojiko.
I like Kojiko better.
It's Bell? Rogers?
Cute. Rogers.
Yeah.
I feel like half my graduating class works at Rogers now.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, good for them. So Canada was a wild success. We made it back in one piece. Everything went as smoothly as it could have gone.
You're missing out one of the biggest points and biggest pieces here.
What was it? What is it?
On the day of our return.
Yeah.
Now, Lauren, I would give her a D minus usually when it comes to travel. This trip, B plus.
Me?
Yeah. You nailed it.
Thank you so much.
Of course. And I would give myself a...
I even knew this was, yeah. Mm, I was like, this story doesn't end with just like a mild compliment
A+
to me.
No, like I'm not stranger to navigating airports. In fact, I pride myself in being pretty aware.
Right.
But on this trip, this specific trip, right? We noticed that we didn't have a plane on the way back.
Oh my fucking God.
You're obviously forgetting this. So there was no plane. Like we looked, the plane that was supposed to, we were supposed to like go back on,
yes,
never left from Texas.
Right.
We didn't have a return
flight
plane.
That flight got canceled.
But the flight was still ish on time, like an hour, 2 hours late.
Yeah.
And so we took turns kind of like walking over to see our little area. Okay, are things boarding? What's going on? Because the app gave us no notifications. Uh-huh. And we noticed no plane. 5 minutes before we were supposed to have taken off, zero plane, no movement. Mm-hmm. And maybe an hour later, I was sitting there working. Lauren was passed out like, you know, into your arm, like when you like.
It was like in school when you sleep on the desk that I was on that. On
I was like
a
Lauren,
table.
You like lift your face up and just like one big crease. And I was like, can you do me a favor? Can you go check to see what's going on? See if we've been playing yet. Uh-huh. Thinking we have hours to go. Mm-hmm. Lauren leaves, comes back. And I could see the panic in her eyes.
I was running. Sprinting. I was that person. I was literally that person sprinting.
Totally. We somehow went from no plane to everyone is on the plane.
Except for us.
There was no notification. The doors are closing now. And I would have had to be the person who was at the airport 3 hours early with all my shit through customs, through security, and just missed my plane because I didn't know it was boarding.
And so that was our reminder of a lesson that maybe sometimes it is okay to sit at the gate.
Sit at the gate and also not trust modern technology.
It was stand at the gate
right.
And not trust modern technology.
Well, the problem is Lauren is so annoyingly famous in Canada. We go anywhere in America, it's, you know, one or two people, a picture, whatever. For whatever reason, every time we're in Canada, it's a fucking step and repeat for every 13 seconds. So it's so hard to get places. What does this look?
I was going to say, I really feel like I met so many people who like knew or just like were pod listeners.
Most of them were.
Yeah, most of them were. Like,
it's
so many people.
Pod listeners. It's those.
It's those ones. That species.
No. It's my favorite person in the world, which is like a gaggle of girls who walk up and tell Lauren how much they used to listen to her and how they used to be interested.
Oh, man.
And how she was a part of their life and how she used to be entertaining. I just go, yeah. Keep going. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's like, I wish that like, you could like rephrase that to somebody else and be like, yeah, and like you used to be, you know, interesting to me too.
It's like if I went up to like, if you went up to, I mean, you know, and the thing is that like, I don't blame them at
Go
all.
Go off, sis. Go ahead.
And I'm so grateful to have been part of their life.
Go on.
But like, I think about if I were to like see Spice Girls, like I would probably use past tense as well too, to be like, oh my God, I loved you guys. Like I went to your concert. I had your CDs. Like I would probably use past tense, but now like being on the receiving end of that, like sometimes it really hurts my feelings and I'm like, damn, I feel old and fucking washed up and all.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I've seen you deal with that. Or maybe I feel like I've seen this enough with my friends. Mm-hmm. When I compliment somebody that's like, whether, you know, even if there was back in the day, I will tell them, like, especially if it's a musician, and be like, by the way, that song fucking slaps. Present tense.
Yeah. I genuinely don't think like, if I hadn't been on the receiving end of that, like, I don't think people would think about that.
Well, we're educating 500,000 people right now.
We are educating.
If you ever see us, tell us that Wild Till 9
tense,
is really entertaining
really
today.
Good now.
And then
right
tell
now.
Lauren, like, she used to be interesting. Yeah.
Like, what was the word that someone used that one time? Oh, you're a legacy.
No, legacy.
Wasn't a legacy? Legacy?
Legendary? Legacy? You were legacy?
Legacy?
That's like Betamax. cassette tapes.
I know.
Like Bear Share. Those are legacy.
Bear Share fan.
Big, were you LimeWire or Bear Share?
I was LimeWire.
I was a Bear Share kind of
person.
Were
you?
I was big on Bear Share. Anyway, I digress. Point is, we had that happen about 19 times in a row. I was like, do you want to like go like find a corner we can like get something done? And it wasn't standing at our gate. And then we almost
missed our flight.
Permanently in Canada.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if we get to, like, do they just replace our tickets for free or are we buying new tickets for that?
I feel like if you fuck up, like, and you're an idiot and you've been checked in for 4 hours, I feel like that's a new ticket on you.
Expensive.
That would have been super expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're back.
Anyway, we made it back. And we had a little 4th of July party the other day.
We had a big 4th of July. It was a good time.
It was a good time. Yeah. To be honest, we are not celebrating America right now. It was a celebratory pool party celebrating our friendship and son.
Celebrating the beginning of July.
And we are celebrating the beginning of July because we don't have autonomy over the women's bodies in the world right now in America. We do not stand for that, Jeremy.
Woo! Why are you lecturing me?
We are not because the straight men...
I'm not on the Supreme Court.
Thank you, Devin, for your support.
Woo!
Thank you, Devin.
Woo! Ally!
Woo! Give me an ally.
We only need a woo, Jeremy.
I know, give me
you
a
know
woo.
What, babe? We're not having sex until everyone can be safe.
Ooh.
Yep. No more sex. It's done. We're over. No more.
The good news is that—
No more straight sex.
No more straight sex.
No more straight sex. Devin, woo.
Yeah. Woo!
No more straight sex until everyone can feel safe.
Anyways, so yeah, we're not celebrating America.
Celebrating?
We're not celebrating America.
No, we're not.
No, we are not celebrating America.
But we did celebrate beginning of July with some good friends yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
Got a little toasty.
I'm not kidding. I went back to my friend Aspen's photo of what she looked like when she was 36 weeks pregnant.
Okay.
Because I was so insanely bloated last night. Like it was shocking. And so anyway, so I screenshotted a picture of what Aspen looked like at 36 weeks pregnant. And I took a picture of myself and sent it to me. And you will never see this photo ever. This will not go on the screen. I just want everyone to be very clear that this will not see the light of day.
And did Aspen look less bloated than you?
I looked more. I had twins. Aspen just had one baby at 36. We were both 36 weeks pregnant, but I had two twins. One's name was Ramen and the other's name was Crumble Cookie.
Oh, yeah, you really hit the Crumble Cookie kind of thing.
Holy shit, the Crumble Cookie situation is, so Crumble went viral on TikTok. And like, they're also a chain. They're not just like one random small spot. Like they're a chain across the country, I think.
Okay.
And they do—
Is it C-R-U-M-B-L?
C-R-U-M-B-L.
Got it.
And they have the most insane cookies. Oh my God. And so the flavors change every week. And so hang on, they have an app. Don't worry, I have the app. But I'll give you the rundown of what the flavors are this week because it is next level. Oh yeah, here we go. Okay, we've got the milk chocolate chip cookie, which is insane. Oh my God, this is like porn.
Yeah, it's kind of like—
That's the one that you tried.
Was there a concept warning on here?
Oh my God. Oh my God. For the audio listeners, we're just watching cookie porn right now.
What's the term for when you're sexually attracted to baked goods?
Oh my God.
American pie.
Oh,
keep going.
Oh God. So we've got the milk chocolate chip, which is the classic, obviously. The birthday cake, patriotic, except we are not patriotic on this 4th of July. But I do love a birthday cake flavor cookie.
Okay.
Apple pie. Did you try that one?
No, everyone ate them quickly.
That was fucking insane. It literally, do you like apple pie?
Holy shit. Do I like apple pie? What am I fucking—
Well, you don't like lemon meringue pie, so I don't know. Can't trust you.
That's two very different things.
Both good pies.
Lemon meringue?
Lemon meringue pie, slaps.
That's C-grade desserts.
That's fucking offensive.
Apple pie is, did you have a grandmother?
What if my grandmother made lemon meringue
pie? Did she?
Yeah. Nana?
Yeah.
Nana came out slapping with the lemon meringues.
Okay, well, my grandmother made apple pie, and I said, keep the lemon stuff in the fridge.
Okay, I will eat pretty much any pie.
Crumble's everywhere.
They're crushing across America. The s'mores brownie cookie was insane. The blue raspberry icy cookie, we didn't actually order because it looked a little too weird.
That's like a third grader special.
Yeah, it's like a third grader special, which realistically we would probably love because we eat like third graders. And then there was a cornbread cookie, which is, I feel like I was not subject to the cornbread situation at all until I moved to America.
It's,
Canada doesn't quite cornbread like the States does.
I gotta be honest, it's a character flaw on Canada's part.
I totally agree.
Yeah, no.
Completely agree.
There's a lot of ways to do cornbread well. I think there's better ways than others.
Okay.
But you can do a pretty wide variety. Throw your own little flair in there.
Uh-huh.
Although I don't like the cornbread that has like spicy things in it.
That's what we had yesterday at the barbecue.
No, but yeah,
the jalapeno one.
Yeah, but there was another cornbread.
Oh, there was a pecan.
Yeah.
No, the pecan. Warm brown butter caramel sugar one.
That one, love.
I thought that wasn't that bread pudding.
Not sure.
I don't think loved that was a cornbread.
Loved it.
This one.
That was the cornbread cookie. One of our friends made actual cornbread, two different versions of it. Fire. It was insane.
Yeah, I don't like spicy cornbread.
It was like very clear that they were like the adult couple that came yesterday because they like actually made something. And like, don't get me wrong, I am not mad when someone walks in with a box of crumble cookies. Tiff and Matt came with a box of Krispy Kreme donuts. Kelsey and Jared came with a cookie cake and chocolate cupcakes. Like,
oh, you were big on desserts yesterday.
Big on desserts yesterday.
No wonder you were bloated.
Oh, I'm not kidding. You could have rolled me around last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Around Pillsbury? The house.
Okay.
Yes.
Pillsbury.
It was 36 weeks pregnant with twins.
Yeah. I wonder why we didn't have sex last night. That's why.
I shot 3 times today.
Okay. Well, so word from our sponsor.
We're from our sponsor, Poo-Pourri. What?
Ew.
I've done a brand deal with Poo-Pourri.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
You would not do a poop.
A Poo-Pourri.
That's pretty Poo-Pourri. Epic.
Yeah. Poo-Pourri.
You know, whatever pays the bills.
Yeah, whatever pays the bills.
I mean, yeah, I'm back on track.
Did I tell you that Moose got a brand deal?
Can we talk about this?
Moose got a brand deal with a designer who's doing a collab at Target. So
can you talk about this?
What?
Yeah. You just talk about active deal flow sometimes.
Why not?
That's okay.
Go ahead. Have you talked to Moose's manager about this?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to be talking about this?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, got it. All right.
Oh my God, you guys make me nervous now. I think I can.
Okay.
Well, double check. By time this goes out, I'll have already signed the contract and I think we can talk about it.
Okay, great.
I'm just giving Moose's brand deal more attention.
This is great.
Yeah, so it's a designer that's collabing with Target. And so Moose gets to indirectly be a Target dog.
Okay, I would like everyone who's watching this to be a part of what would be the most monumental part of my career, Lauren's career, Moose's career. Uh-huh. We need to get Moose to do a guest spot as the actual Target dog.
I don't even need a guest spot. I would just love for Moose to get a photo next to the Target dog.
No. I want there to be like I want Moose to have his
look
moment.
Look at him.
Yeah. No, I think Bubbies should be able to be the Target dog.
So sweet.
I mean, everyone walks up and goes, it's a Target dog. Yeah, is that even all white?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's not even all white.
Did Target have an influence in getting Moose in any way?
I don't think so.
Depends if they're interested in that story being the origin story for Moose. Yes, we were driving by and it was a negative 15 degree day and we saw little Bubbies on the corner stranded and alone. We said, is that the Target dog? And then we, of course, saved and rescued him and now he's here.
Right.
That's the origin story. And if you've heard anything else, just keep your fucking mouth shut.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Got it. So yeah, Bubbies is a star.
Yeah.
Bubbies is a star.
So when's the brand deal going live?
I got to look at the brief.
Do you think people, I've told our friends many times that like our dog is on paper actually quite profitable despite being quite expensive.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's what an unrelatable but funny story?
Oh my God. I'm going to do a little cost calculation here to see how many months of food will this pay for Moose?
Oh, okay.
Moose's brand deals will pay for about 5.5 months. Correction. 5.5 years of his food.
This current brand deal,
yes.
And the other brand deals he's done?
Total Moose has paid for his life of food.
Whoa. What do you mean his life?
His life.
He's going to live forever though.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, great.
Of course.
I'm just making sure.
That's a famous dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did I say on TikTok? Where, I've seen this multiple times, where people will get laid off of their corporate jobs and they turn their pet into a pet influencer.
I mean,
because like, especially with TikTok, like there is the most insane animal community on social media.
And back when I was in marketing, everyone would always say, if you can't sell whatever the product is, put it next to food, babies, or puppies.
Oh, is that
one of them will work?
Food, babies, or puppies.
Like if you can't figure out a marketing idea to sell your product just because your product's good enough, your brand's good enough, put the product next to a baby, food, or a puppy.
Oh my God, that's the hack?
Yeah.
That's the hack.
And if even after that, no one gives a shit about your content,
okay,
your brand, your product, whatever you put together, sucks. Unbuyable. Unsellable.
Right, if being next to a puppy can't sell it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Babies, food, puppies.
Huh.
That's for everybody. It hits somebody.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking about it. It's like if you put, I'm thinking of just like something stupid, like a book. Like if you put a book next to a puppy, I would buy it.
Baby with glasses, reading the book, but not reading the book. Someone cares about that.
I was going to say not quite us, but someone does.
Listen, put a book next to a bunch of delicious food and say, treat yourself, read a few pages at the time.
Wow. Yeah. Sold. That was good right there. That was strong. That was strong. Yeah.
I get it.
So anyways, Moose is the newest high roller of the family.
Okay, great. Great. At least one of our careers is going up.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Next.
Thank God.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, okay. Also, too, 4th of July, we had our own little backyard thing because, like, one, like, I feel like a lot of our friends just, like, this happens a lot, is that, like, a lot of our friends will be like, hey, what are you doing? I don't have plans. And, like, if we don't have plans, we're kind of just like, oh, we have a great backyard. Like, come bring drinks and snacks and we'll just, like, eat and hang out and
right.
whatever. And so that was, I think, the case for, like, how this 4th of July happened. Yeah,
people didn't want to hang out with us. They didn't have a better option.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's exactly.
And okay. Honestly, I don't mind being that.
Like, it could be worse.
Yeah. It could totally be worse.
Collectively, we all ended up here.
And so, but for the most part, I feel like all of the cool people that you probably saw on Instagram were at the Revolve 4th of July party, which was at Nobu in Malibu. Oh,
okay.
And so in attendance were obviously Miss Remy Ashton.
Okay.
Obviously, the number one cool kid. But also Kevin Hart.
Okay.
The Chainsmokers. Mm. Charlie D'Amelio in a photo with Meek Mill, Tristan Thompson, Leo DiCaprio was there wearing all black, which is fucking hysterical, in an all white party. Like, okay. You know that was intentional.
I think he just always wears black.
But there's no way. There's no way. He had to have known.
He
had to have known. Because it's just like, it's the juxtaposition between him wearing just like a dark hat and glasses, trying to look like he's inconspicuous. And then, oh my God, was Michael B. Jordan there too? Wow.
That's like half your hall pass list.
Yes, seriously. Wow, he looks great there.
Yeah, keep scrolling, Devin.
Wow, he looks great.
Yeah, we can keep fucking scrolling.
He looks great.
Anyway.
Wow, he looks great.
Well, he's single now too, so hop on in.
He looks great. I know a girl that dated him for a little bit.
Okay. Anything to report?
Wow, he looks great.
He does. My issue with like the super crazy fun parties that are thrown in often in LA and New York, mm-hmm. especially in LA, is they are made to be the best Instagram backdrop in the city, for sure.
100%.
But as someone who doesn't care about that backdrop and doesn't want to be asked to take pictures or to take them for mm-hmm. somebody else, mm-hmm. I don't enjoy any part of that. Mm-hmm. And I don't actually enjoy being the literal just like dirt sludge that somehow wound up on the invite list that's just in the way of everybody who they want to be there.
We didn't even make the dirt sludge of the invite list.
No, but to be fair, I know who threw that party. We could have got on it.
I know.
I don't want to be the, sir, could you just move to the left real quick?
Yeah, I know.
It's not fun. I'd rather be drunk with my friends, playing bags in my backyard.
In the pool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cornhole.
It's cornhole.
Little floating pong.
Little floating pong and cornhole. Yeah. No, I mean, the photos looked amazing. It looked like a great time, but I know exactly the vibe of like what the party was looking like.
Yeah, you know what it was.
And I heard that people were like yeeting themselves over like fences and stuff, that it was like, there was like a little bit of a fire festival vibe. Also, Nobu in Malibu is in an area where there is no cell service. There is no parking.
Nothing.
You are on one street that is in like, it would have been an absolute shit show.
Malibu is amazing when you get there or if you have helicopter money.
Or if you have a plane that can land in the water.
Of which we have neither.
So Malibu's not for us.
No. Our backyard was for us.
Our backyard yesterday was for us.
Where we get to
be nice and free.
Front of the list, use the bathroom when we want to.
We were top notch mud sludge. What'd you call us? Dirt sludge?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah,
we were
cuticle leftover.
Ew. Oh my God, ew. I hated that a lot.
Next.
Hated that a lot.
Whatever.
In other headline news, have you seen any of this stuff with the oh my God, it's what's the hashtag minion?
Hashtag gentle minions.
Hashtag gentle minions.
No, but I'd like to be informed.
Oh my God. It is. So the new Minions movie came out.
Okay.
And for someone like me who loves Squishmallows and
you're about to piss everybody off.
I know. I feel very neutral towards Minions. Like you I don't know.
They have no necks.
Yeah, they don't have a neck. That's like, it checks off all my boxes of something that you think that I would love, but I'm very neutral towards them. I don't hate them, but I'm not like a Minion super fan.
Is it because like you just didn't have the nostalgia factor?
No, because there's nothing nostalgic about Squishmallows. I didn't have a Squishmallow until I met you.
Yeah. That still just is mind boggling. Yeah. Because now that makes me feel like this is a habit has become increasingly a problem since you met me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to discuss this later. So what's the point with this gentleman's shit?
Okay. So at some point, because I went down a deep dive, I was like, where the fuck did this start? So Minions commented, like the Minions TikTok account commented on someone's TikTok where, I gotta back up. Basically, like 50 kids.
Okay.
And when I say kids, I mean like teenage 20-year-old men show up wearing full suits and they show up and then go to see the Minions movie just with their crew of like 30 to 50 dudes.
Okay.
And they walk in. And so I've been seeing, yes, look at like going down the escalator. It's all these dudes in suits.
I mean, this is like Rush Week photo.
Yes. But literally just going to see the Minions movie. And so the Minions TikTok has been interacting with all of these posts because they're like, this is the uniform. This is the uniform. And it has become the most viral thing ever that movie theaters have started banning people who show up in formal attire. That if you're coming to do, due to recent disturbances following the gentle Minions trend, any group of guests in formal attire will be refused entry for showings of Minions, the Rise of Gru.
Why do they care?
I mean, okay, they've been getting pretty rowdy. Like it gets pretty rowdy. Like they're
really fucking.
It's got to be like just a few theaters that are even because like this is such a good thing for the movie.
They smashed the records.
Yeah.
Like absolutely smashed record. Them.
Anytime I see a group of like 90 fresh off the like Rush white boys walking into a crowded theater, actually, I am gonna walk out.
Well, that's the thing. I will say it feels very fraternity, but every video I've seen, it's always like. High school, middle school.
It seems like high school boys. Children. Yeah, frat boys are like young boys.
Yeah, this guy had to like, hey, dad, can I get a suit so that I can go do this?
Or like,
can
I get my grade 8 prom suit, my jacket?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eighth grade, go on.
What?
Eighth grade.
Grade 8?
Yeah,
My grade 8?
Yeah.
And so Mr. Beast just did it where he bought out the entire theater. And so I don't know where he rounded up all these people, but they had to be in like the white collared shirt.
Why does he not have shoes on?
They don't have shoes on? Ew. Oh my God, he doesn't have shoes on. Didn't even realize.
We didn't notice that.
That's so funny. Ew, bare feet on a movie carpet. That's so nasty.
No shoes, no shirt, no shoes, no service.
Except for when you buy out the whole theater.
I would have kept
saying,
Jimmy, you've got to go. Everybody else can stay.
Right. No shoes, no service.
Unless I don't understand the no shoes thing.
No,
I don't want to see your feet. If I'm not in your house,
yeah.
I don't want to see your feet. And even if I'm in your house, I don't want to see them, but I'm in your house.
Wait, also the floor of a theater is sticky and gross.
The floor of the theater is so nasty. It's almost worse that it's carpet because you know the shit that just gets baked into those like theater carpets.
Oh, God.
Also, I would have just loved to see like the casting call that he put out to like round up all these people to be like, who wants wants to, who has a white shirt in North Carolina who wants to see Minions tonight and be in my TikTok? I think it would be oddly
simple. Literally, yeah. Hey, we're all going to go here.
Oh, this is the easiest video he's ever produced.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Out of all of the ones he's done, 100%.
This really is the key though. This probably cost, I don't know, a few thousand dollars. Nothing that crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And bing.
Also, it's interesting because like he doesn't usually jump on these types of trends.
No.
You know what I mean? Like he usually only does like the big, big league stuff.
Well, good for him.
Mr. Beast, just being a gentle minion.
Look at that.
Just being an absolute gentleman. But yeah, it's Gen Z is like.
Okay, this trend still makes no sense.
Someone, I don't know where it started, showed up in a suit. The Minions TikTok account said
Minions,
yes.
Rise of Alphas. Oh, fucking.
Was that? No. Was that a frat?
No.
Rise of what?
Those are not alphas.
These are right middle now. School.
Oh, yeah. Rise of Gru. That's the movie. I mean, I haven't even seen the movie. And so the Minion TikTok account keeps commenting on it, being like, this is the uniform. Yes, this is the uniform. And so people just keep doing it.
Okay. What are the headphones we got? Headlines we got. Who is the new most followed person on TikTok?
Oh, my God. But this is old news.
Cammy Lane?
Yeah. I know. This is actually crazy because, like, everyone I feel like on our side of the internet and, like, entertainment, like, not side of the internet, but, like,
who is this man with half of America following him?
Literally, right. Half America. So he is huge internationally as well, too. Not that Charli D'Amelio isn't, but like he absolutely crushes.
So what's his concept? What's his brand? What's his shtick?
All right, you can watch one of them. So basically, you know,
Dragon Ball Z Cup, cool.
You know, like a five minute crafts.
Yeah.
Like, or when you see people do something really intricate and hardcore, like really, he basically like takes the main point of like any piece of content and finds a way to simplify it.
Okay.
So like, for example, that last one that we just watched was like someone pushed over all those dominoes and it was a whole thing to make a cookie go into milk. Yeah. Where him and Ed Sheeran were just like, well, why wouldn't you just do it like this? You drop the cookie into milk. That's literally like the theme of all of his content. And it goes so insanely viral. But I think it's because, and like I've heard this about action movies too, that action movies do really well internationally because there's very little dialogue.
Oh.
You have to translate. Is that I think his content, because it can be with zero audio and it doesn't have to be translated.
We're on mute right now and I get it.
Yeah, exactly. You know exactly what's happening.
All right, cool. Good for him. Keep crushing it, big guy.
Oh my God, I thought his shirt had the crypto.com logo on it. I was like, oh my God, people look at
you.
No.
A competitor just signed him.
Oh, I saw that. Oh my God, I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and there's the logo and we're not going to show that because no free promo.
No.
None
of that.
We do promo for a price though.
No, not them.
We do competitor promo for a certain price.
Not them.
So there's this new social media app that I know that you won't get on because I know that this is just too much for
Be
you.
Be real.
Be real. Hey, Be real.
Hey, do you have anything else to talk shit about? What if I already had a Be Real?
Because I would know.
What about an NGL? Not going to lie.
I don't think that's...
That's another thing you can ask on Instagram. I've seen it. Anyway, keep going.
Oh, yeah. That's like the... Yeah, look at
fucking me, relevant. Go ahead.
Look at you, little influencer. Yeah. Come on.
It's fine. It's
Come on.
Get out of here.
So Be Real is this, and again, not sponsored, but could be. But I would just... You know, like Moose has got a brand deal, and like I would also love a brand deal. Okay. But this app is
called... Maybe I want a fucking brand deal.
This app is called Be Real, and I actually like it, but I've been stressed out all day about it. So basically, it is this app where it prompts you at some point during the day. You have 2 minutes.
Oh, I was literally, I experienced this. The guy who was moderating my panel on VidCon had his Be Real go off right as he was about to go on stage and he missed it.
No. So you can do it afterwards. It just posts it. Like, so for example, like ours went off the moment that Devin was like walking in.
I'm going to download this right now.
And he was like, how's your trip to Canada? And I was like, Might be real. And like, I like couldn't even function because I was like, I was waiting for it all day because, okay. So it basically prompts you at one point during the day and it's not the same time every day. And you basically post a photo. It prompts you to be like, take a picture of what you're doing right now. And so you can't like filter it. You can't like fake it or whatever. And it takes a picture using both the front and the back camera.
That's stressful.
Right. Which is kind of stressful.
Do you get to like see it before it goes out?
Like you tap it and you do. You can retake the photo before you post it.
This could be embarrassing, incriminating.
Yeah, exactly. And then so just like you missed that posting window, it gives you that 2 minute posting window. It'll just say like, oh, this person posted 22 minutes late. This person person posted like an hour later. And then you can like react and comment on other people's photos for the day and then just like restarts the next day. But it's always at a different time. So on 4th of July, that shit went off at like fucking 7 a.m. And everyone's like, oh, this person posted 4 hours late. Cause like, bro, we are sleeping. I was actually at the gym. But most people on their holiday, again, of celebrating the beginning of July and nothing else.
Now that I haven't caught it yet, but what is the point?
To be real, babe.
Got it. Okay. I'm just making sure. Okay.
To be real.
I get it.
Your friends for real.
Yeah, no, totally. I'll have 9 people
simultaneously capture and share a photo in 2 minutes.
Lauren, I'm about to be real right now.
And so anyways, I've been anticipating when it's going to go off all day and it was so late. It was at like 8:15.
You should have just yelled at me. Be real.
Be real. I know. I didn't know you knew what a be real was. Because I have like 7 friends on it now.
You're about to have 8.
Babe, this is so exciting. I love this for you.
Is it something that you think you're going to be able to like keep going with though?
Oh, I'm
like
so excited.
You got so many apps already.
I know. I said this about Wordle too. I've been doing Wordle for 8 months.
Wow.
Every day.
Wow, that's impressive.
Haven't missed a day. Yeah. Wow. And I kind of like these little things. You know what I mean? Like it's like a once a day thing and then it's done.
Yeah. That's
like my Wordle is like when I do, I like look forward to like midnight strikes. If I'm still awake, I'm like, oh my God, my Wordle. Yeah. And then my Wordle's done for the day. And then the Be Real, I mean, I was anticipating it all day because I was like, oh shit, like when's it going to happen? Which is definitely the opposite of what they're trying to go for in making a social media app.
That's Alex Wasabi wants to be my friend. Fun.
That is so exciting.
Added.
That is so exciting. Are you doing it?
Mm-hmm.
So takes a picture of you and me. Did you do it?
It only looks like it's taking a picture of you.
What? Got careful. It's using the other camera as well too.
Why can't I see it?
It's in the corner.
Oh, God damn it.
So then if you tap, yeah, okay. Wow, boomer over here. Let's go, Boomy.
Okay, location off. My friends only.
Come on, Boomy. Come on, Boomy.
Send.
Come on, Boomy. I know I have 15 friends on Be Real and it's very exciting. Ooh, what does it look like? Oh, so excited.
Okay, great. Well, don't have me on Be Real because, you know, it's not like that. But, you know, it's great. It's fine.
No, I like it.
I'll never do it again. But it's fine.
You're never going to do it again?
Maybe I will. I don't know. Lauren, we'll find out.
It sends you like a pretty urgent like notification. Like
Okay, you took 3 shits today.
Yeah.
What happens if you get it mid shit?
Well, it doesn't take me 2 full minutes to shit. So.
Well, good for you.
But also like. Be real.
Be real. I'm shitting.
Yeah. So take a picture of the wall in front of you.
Yeah. I guess we'll only have.
And?
Like, it's just 14 of like my real friends.
Okay. You have 14 friends.
What?
So me, your mom.
Devin.
Okay.
That's it.
11 more?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
Moose.
Moose, yeah. Yeah.
Three moose burner accounts. Yeah. Uh-huh. Exactly.
What else do you have that coming up this month? Anything exciting? Episode 100, sex tape coming out.
Sex tape coming out. What do we do this weekend?
We went to a place that I have been disgruntled and kind of annoyed by.
Mm-hmm.
That is a place that sells engagement rings,
mm-hmm.
but it was very helpful.
It was very helpful.
It was very helpful.
Yeah.
Lauren got to see the thing that she's wanted to see since day one.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel good about it.
And I feel great about it.
Yeah.
So I feel like we made some final style decisions.
You think you've made final style decisions?
No, I have. I for sure have.
Well.
I definitely have.
I buy the ring, so.
What?
That's what I want.
Right, so the final decision is actually the one that I make.
Even worse than, you were giving clear instructions. You saw exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
And we
and
ended
then
up with
you
this.
Didn't do that.
Yes.
You got a pear shaped in silver.
This diamond looks like a penis. I just want to know why.
And that's super exciting. But yeah, so we looked at some different bands and you know what someone actually gave me the advice was that like when they're getting married soon and they were like, I wish that I had thought about the wedding ring that I will be wearing with
the wedding band that
I'll be wearing with my engagement ring. And I didn't even fucking think about that.
It's a full package.
Didn't even think about it.
Now you are.
And she was like, I wish that I had thought about that when I was like picking out engagement rings.
Well, Lauren, we have gone through many options now.
We really haven't.
We haven't been through that many, but I feel like we've been through enough that you've liked and didn't like to be like, ooh, okay, got it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's been really difficult to like try on like actual different styles. It's been very difficult.
For everyone being broke, certainly seems like everyone's buying things.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So figure it out, America.
Figure it out, America.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll be engaged this time, 2033.
Mom DIY is gonna kill you.
She doesn't mind if we don't get married. Let's be clear.
Yeah, it's true. She doesn't really mind. She was just an offspring.
Childs.
She would just like an offspring.
Chillins.
When we were in Canada, I have never seen my mother more in grandparent mode. Every single outing aside from the escape room was dog friendly, which is like my ideal. Like that's all I want. Like right. To do dog friendly things. Like if I don't want to do it, if Moose can't come.
Once again, I was shocked we didn't get there and that crib wasn't already just set up. Just set like, up for well, him. I figured we'd just like, yeah. You know, get just, one.
It was
just
on sale.
In case. Yeah.
Yeah.
I figured I'd just get one ahead, you know, just in case.
Any
of my friends have like children, they want to just like
it'd
drop
be like crazy.
Off. Yeah.
But we did like a few different wineries. Moose loves wineries.
Yeah, Moose loves anything with a kitchen.
Moose loves anything with a kitchen.
Yeah.
Moose loves, we did some wine tasting.
Yeah. It's going to be such a bitch to travel with children, like legitimate children.
When I see people traveling with like 3 kids, 4 kids.
Yeah.
Again, this is what I've always said. I don't want to be outnumbered. I don't want to be outnumbered. It just looks so difficult. It looks so chaotic and it looks so stressful. Like I know that people who grew up in big families.
Is there like an app we can just like download one and then the moment they turn 18, then we'll take them?
It's called College.
Yeah.
And it costs like, 80 grand a year.
Let's do like age 1 through, I don't want to do 0 to 1. Let's do like 1 to like 5. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then when they start talking back, being mobile and shit, we'll see you at 19.
You know that like our kid who's going to be sassy as shit, that will come from you.
No.
That's your fault.
No.
That's your fault.
Cute kid. You?
Mm. Adorable.
Well, Lauren...
was adorable all the way through.
Grew into her own.
Adorable? It's, adorable.
Yeah, no, yeah. Pull up Lauren DIY baby. Yeah.
Young Lauren Riamaki. I can't wait to see what comes up.
This is like a year and a half ago. Jesus. Oh.
Those are just from a couple years ago.
People today has us.
Lauren DIY baby photo. Oh no, we definitely don't need to see that. Teen Lauren Riamaki, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, also, Lauren DIY.
Also, I was really like making content when I was a teenager. I guess 19. I mean, Gail's got lots of photos.
There
oh
it is.
My God, look at me, I'm fucking adorable. I am adorable.
You're cute there.
Look how cute I am.
You're cute.
I'm so cute.
Kind of cute.
I am.
Oh my God, look at your adorable. Fucking face.
Look at
in
me
the middle.
In the Barney. Look at me in the holding the Barney. I'm adorable.
Kinda.
Look cute. How cute I am.
No, you're like cute. You really
look
are.
At, there's me and Greg.
Yeah. Greg's mustache looking divine.
Greg's.
Wow, great flow. Is that a perm?
Checking his heart.
Is that a perm?
No, no. He just has like like coarse hair like that.
Look at that.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wow. This is quite the assortment of baby photos of me. More than I thought.
Can we get Halloween to the right? No.
Oh.
No.
Maybe that's one of the first photos we took.
It was.
Disneyland. Oh, so cute. Yeah.
Wow, that looks just like you.
I'm going to wear that same costume, but just make it slutty this year.
Okay. And on that note, Latvia, it was great to hang out with you. We'll see you next week when the theme is not looking at our children's Halloween pictures and saying, I'm going to be that, but slutty this year.
I think that I could wear that size now.
I'm not against it.
Yeah.
But it's fucking, it's fucking weird. Ew, gross. Bye. Bye. Gross.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scars. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.